There are monuments that are built as gestures to honour a hero or a leader, while others that were not built with this intention today remind us of the lives of a group of human beings and tell us about the history of a city. The roots of cultural development can be discovered in the foundations of these monuments, and it can be interpreted from the bottom up or from the past to the present. The Cordoba Gate is one such example, a monument that evokes the history of Carmona and its artistic development in its stone, design and shape. To understand how and why it was built, we need to step back to the 3rd century BC. The Carthaginians had been in control of the city since 237 BC, and although they had a notable influence on the culture of Carmona, leaving many material relics, their direct exercise of power only lasted a few decades. They had chosen this site of Tartessa's origin because of its defensive potential. One has to remember that the continuity of Carthaginian domination in the south of the Iberian Peninsula depended on defence. Thus, they'd fortified the city, which was already fairly impregnable because of its location on the limestone outcrop. They built walls and fortifications such as the bastion of Seville Gate. However, their great knowledge of warfare and astute military strategy was of little use when the Roman general Scipio came onto the scene. He was the descendant of a prominent, high-ranking military family. Although he became renowned for his ability to lead armies, he himself ended up falling to a Carthaginian sword. But before this, young Scipio had managed to take the whole of the south of the Iberian Peninsula for Rome in just a few years. The final battle came in 206 BC, the Battle of Ilippa, that according to chroniclers must have taken place near Carmona.